This is U.S. Political Daily Scan, August 10, 2026, from What's My Politics. Here's what happened and why it matters to you. The biggest confirmed developments are a new attorney general, a Senate-passed stopgap funding bill, and continuing court fights over federal election rules. Congress is now in its scheduled August break, so several important next steps, including House action on funding and possible Supreme Court action on mail ballot rules, are pending. A Canadian tariff deadline and a California House special election are both a little more than a week away. Here are today's headlines. Headline 1. Debate Spotlight. Senate confirms Todd Blanche as Attorney General in a 50-49 vote. The Senate confirmed Todd Blanche as Attorney General early on August 8, 50-49. Blanche had already led the Justice Department as acting Attorney General. Two Republican senators, Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, joined all Democrats in voting no. Before the final vote, Blanche formally withdrew a proposed $1.8 billion fund that could have compensated some Trump allies, including people involved in the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol. What to watch? Watch Blanche's early decisions on investigations, civil rights enforcement, immigration cases, and whether the administration seeks other ways to compensate people who say they were wrongly prosecuted after the separate $1.8 billion fund was rescinded. Headline 2. Senate passes funding extension through December 11. House action still required. The Senate passed a short-term funding bill 90-6 early on August 8. It would generally keep federal agencies funded at current levels through December 11, after the November 3 midterm election. The House has not passed the Senate measure, so it cannot go to President Trump yet. What to watch? The House is in its August recess and is scheduled to return in September. Watch whether it takes up the Senate bill as written, changes it, or delays action as the September 30th deadline approaches. Headline 3. Mail ballot executive order remains tied up in separate federal court cases. A federal appeals panel in Washington, D.C., declined to block President Trump's mail ballot executive order in one lawsuit, saying a challenge there had come too early when first filed. But that does not put the order into effect nationwide. In a separate case brought by states, a Massachusetts federal court blocked key provisions for the 2026 election, and the administration has asked the Supreme Court to intervene. As of August 10, the Supreme Court docket does not show a decision on that emergency request. What to watch? The concrete next step is a Supreme Court order on the administration's stay request. States, election offices, and the Postal Service need clarity quickly because the November 3rd election is less than 3 months away. Headline 4. New 50% duties on listed Canadian goods are set to begin August 19. President Trump's July proclamations impose an additional 50% duty on certain Canadian products beginning at 12:01 a.m. Eastern on August 19. The duties apply to products listed in the proclamation's annexes rather than every product from Canada. The White House says the action responds to what it calls discriminatory Canadian treatment of U.S. commerce, including dairy, motor vehicles, and alcohol. What to watch? Watch for Customs and Border Protection guidance, any changes to the covered product lists, negotiations with Canada, and court action over other tariff programs. The listed duties take effect August 19th, unless the administration changes or suspends them first. Headline 5. Minnesota's AI fake nudity law is operating while XAI's constitutional challenge continues. Minnesota's law restricting websites, apps, and software that allow users to create fake nude images or videos of identifiable people took effect August 1st. It allows civil penalties of up to $500,000 for each unlawful access, download, or use, along with possible lawsuits by people depicted in the images. Elon Musk's XAI sued to block the law, arguing it is an overly broad, content-based restriction on speech. A federal judge did not pause the law before it took effect, while the wider case continues. What to watch? Watch for the judge's next rulings on XAI's request for longer-term relief and on the law's First Amendment arguments. A final ruling could shape how companies design image generation safeguards for users across state lines. Headline 6. Trump names Will Scharf as White House counsel, effective September 1st. President Trump announced Sunday that Will Scharf will become White House counsel on September 1st, replacing David Warrington. Scharf is currently White House staff secretary and has represented Trump in legal matters. He also chaired the National Capital Planning Commission, which approved the administration's proposed White House ballroom project. What to watch? Scharf is due to start September 1st. Also, watch whether the administration asks the Supreme Court to lift the appeals court order stopping construction of the proposed White House ballroom. Headline 7. California's 14th District Special House Election is August 18th. California will hold a special general election on August 18th to fill the vacant U.S. House seat in Congressional District 14, which is wholly within Alameda County. The California Secretary of State lists voting resources, including vote-by-mail information, same-day voter registration, and ballot tracking. The election is separate from the November 3rd general election. What to watch? Watch turnout and the certified result after August 18th, plus when the winner is sworn in. The contest is also a near-term test of campaign messages and voter participation in a Democratic-leaning Bay Area district ahead of the November midterms. Now let's slow down and look more closely at today's top story. Debate Spotlight. Senate confirms Todd Blanche as Attorney General in a 50-49 vote. We started with what people are paying attention to, then checked the facts against trustworthy reporting and official records.
Welcome back.
Today's story is about Justice Department leadership, independence, and Senate oversight. Debate Spotlight. Senate confirms Todd Blanche as Attorney General in a 50-49 vote. The Senate confirmed Todd Blanche as Attorney General early on August 8, 50-49. Blanche had already led the Justice Department as Acting Attorney General.
Let's stick to this Justice Department leadership, independence, and Senate oversight story specifically. My first question is simple. What does this actually cost, and who ends up paying for it? Every time Washington reaches into something like this, it's usually working families who foot the bill.
Staying right there with you on Justice Department leadership, independence, and Senate oversight. I hear that cost worry. But look at what's already happening here. The Senate confirmed Todd Blanche as Attorney General early on August 8th, 50-49. Blanche had already led the Justice Department as Acting Attorney General.
Sure, but think about the stakes on this exact issue. The Attorney General leads the department that enforces federal law, brings civil rights and criminal cases, and oversees major federal investigations. Supporters argued Blanche's experience inside the department and his ability to work with the president could help him run it effectively.
On this one, local groups alone can't cover it. The Attorney General leads the department that enforces federal law, brings civil rights and criminal cases, and oversees major federal investigations.
Fair point on scale. But sticking to this story, my worry is who ends up in charge of it. Give this particular Justice Department leadership, independence, and Senate oversight plan too much power, and it's awfully hard to undo later, even when it's clearly not working.
That's a fair check to keep on this exact plan. I'd add reviews and expiration dates so this specific effort doesn't run on autopilot. The goal here isn't a permanent program, it's solving this one problem.
Today's What's My Politics feature. Open my ballot, enter your zip code or address, and research real candidates and measures with sources you can check yourself. Always confirm final details with your local election office. Now, back to the briefing.
Back to it. Here's where I'd land specifically on this. Cap the cost, name who's accountable, and put a deadline on it. If it's working, fine, renew it. If not, let it expire instead of becoming forever.
I don't hate that, staying on this same plan. I'd just add one thing. Make sure the people this Justice Department leadership, independence, and Senate oversight story actually affects get a real say in whether it's working.
I can work with that, for this specific case. My bottom line is still, prove that a smaller local fix can't handle this before reaching for the biggest tool.
And my bottom line on this one is, don't let wait and see become an excuse to leave people hanging. Watch Blanche's early decisions on investigations, civil rights enforcement, immigration cases, and whether the administration seeks other ways to compensate people who say they were wrongly prosecuted after the separate $1.
Can't really argue with that. Watch what actually happens with this, not just what people promise.
Exactly. Thanks for sticking with us on this one. It's exactly the kind of story folks should keep watching closely.
That's today's briefing. It's informational and nonpartisan. Follow the linked sources for the full record and updates, and make your own call.